My name is Brooke, your fellow podcaster from the East Coast, and welcome to my podcast, Blogger with a Twist, your host and a creator. And so basically on my podcast, I'll mainly be talking about things relating to lifestyle. So anything from me ranting about my life, my job, something I see on social media, or talking about something motivational, or pretty much whatever is on my mind, that is pretty much the gist of my podcast. So if any of you guys find it interesting, do not hesitate to subscribe, share my podcast with your family and friends, and last but not least, sit back, relax, grab your snacks or whatever you like to eat, and let's get this episode popping. Hey, you guys, and welcome back to a new episode. And look, I know I did not come out with an episode last week, and I am so sorry about that, you guys. Life just kind of got in the way, and I did not have the time nor the energy to record an episode, but I am back this week. And so besides that, your girl has been doing good. I'm having my surgery this Friday at 3:30 in the afternoon to get these rotten teeth extracted out of my mouth. And I'm excited to finally be getting this whole process done because it has been a hot mess express. So that is happening this week. And also, your girl has been going back to the gym. And I started going to Planet Fitness last week. So this week will make my second week of consistently going to the gym. And so for this episode, I just wanted to come on and talk to you guys about my experience of what it has been like getting back into the gym, because I know when it comes to working out, for a lot of people, it can be harder to start and is a lot easier said than done, especially if you've never worked out or maybe you are uncomfortable in your body and you are embarrassed to go to the gym. Or maybe you feel like working out is a chore and it makes you less motivated to exercise. So that being said, grab your little snackies and let's get this episode popping. So as far as my experience of what it has been like getting back to the gym and getting back into the flow of working out, it has been a very therapeutic session for me. Relaxing, and it lets me have my me time. And it's so funny because when I first signed up to Planet Fitness a couple years ago, when I was going, I always felt like it was a chore, like I have to do this. And because I felt like it was a chore, I did not stick to going to Planet Fitness that long. And I think I ended up canceling my membership in less than a month or maybe less than 2 months. So now that I'm actually going to the gym and seeing it in a different light, it's really made me realize that if you have more of a positive mindset when you are going to the gym, it won't feel like so boring or make it feel like it's such like a daunting task that you have to do. But more so, you should look at it as you're doing this to better your health, to get stronger, and to live a better life. And so, you guys, that is pretty much where my mindset has been with going to the gym. I've just really have been enjoying the whole experience, and I wish I had have had this mindset when I first started going to Planet Fitness a couple years ago, or even when I used to work out at home. Because when I used to work out at home, I would go on YouTube and type in dance cardio workouts, because not for nothing, I do not like doing cardio. And I felt like if I could disguise it with dancing, it would not only make it more fun, but it would not feel like I was exercising. It would just feel like I'm at the club dancing, twerking it up, you know, and doing a dance cardio workout with a mixture of doing weights that I had got, I think from like Five and Below or somewhere. It really did help me lose, I think, like 20 something pounds. And this was probably a couple years after I had canceled my Planet Fitness membership. And so when it comes to working out at home, I definitely believe it is achievable. You can lose weight successfully. But I think the most important thing, whether you're working out at home or at the gym or wherever, is finding a workout routine that you enjoy and that actually works for you. So it can be anywhere from cardio or weightlifting or yoga or Pilates. Like, you just have to figure out what you enjoy doing so it does not make your experience boring or, like I said, feel like a daunting task. Because if it feels like that, then you may give up too easily. And also something else I want to mention. So I think another reason why I got bored working out at home after a while was because I had limited equipment. So like I said, I was doing my cardio dance workouts, and then also I would alternate with my dumbbell weights that I got from Five and Below or somewhere. And I think doing that routine repetitively and not having access to other machines, I just got kind of bored. And so I feel like now I'm actually going to a gym. I have more of a variety of machines to choose from to work different muscles and parts of my body. And I feel like I'm having more of an effective workout. And so, yeah, you guys, working out has been a great experience so far. As far as what do I normally do when I work out? So typically, I try to go to the gym about 3 to 4 times a week. Last week, which was my first week, I went Monday through Thursday. And this week, I'm probably only going to go 3 days because Aunt Flo decided to make her monthly visit this week. So I'm actually recording this episode on Wednesday of this week, April 17th. I'm going to try to go to the gym tomorrow and then Friday after I get off of work, because I believe I get off at 1 o'clock and my surgery is until 3:30, I said. So I have a 2.5 hour window gap to work out. And a good thing is that my job is near the place that I'm getting my surgery done, and so is my gym. So yeah, I'm going to try to hopefully make up for not going to the gym today. But typically, I normally start out with doing weights before I head into cardio. So for example, Monday this week, I started out with upper body. And then Tuesday, I did lower body, including my gluteus maximus deboutee. And I normally switch out until I'm done my workouts for the end of the week. But typically, I end my workouts with about 20 to 25 minutes of cardio on a treadmill. And I know there are some people that when it comes to doing cardio and weights in the same day, some people do their cardio in the morning and then come back later on in the day to do their weights. And for me, ain't nobody got time for that. So that is how I like to split up my cardio and weights in the same workout, so I don't have to go back and forth. And also, I just find when I do weights first, I have more energy to get it done versus if I do cardio first and then be all tired out. But that is pretty much my workout routine. As far as what I have been eating, I've been trying to eat cleaner, more salads, more whole grains, and also more protein, because I feel like one of the key things you want to think about when you're building muscle is also making sure that you are eating an adequate amount of protein. And also just allowing your body to rest, meaning getting enough hours of sleep. And also in between your workouts, just taking a break. But that's why it's important. You have to rest, okay? You can't just go ham at the gym. Like, take your time and you know, go at your own pace. Don't try to rush things. And that's the thing, what is so important when you are working out and you are doing things to transform your body, you have to allow the time and the patience, okay? It's not going to happen overnight. Unless you get like bypass surgery or gastric bypass surgery. But if you want to do things the right way, the healthy approach, you have to allow your body time. Because think about it like this. If you've never worked out a day in your life, you have never worked out any of those muscles, then your body has to get adjusted to that. And you may be sore. Like, I'm not going to lie to you guys. The first couple of days into working out my first week, I was sore. And that's because I have not worked out any of those muscles in a long time. So just be aware that if you are working out for the first time, or even if it's been a couple of months since you've been at the gym or worked out, then you may be sore, but it should pass in a couple of days, okay? Do not worry. It's just a phase you have to go to. It's just a phase you have to go through since your body has been out of sync for a while. And so I guess to sum up this episode, like I told you guys, this journey of going to the gym has been really exciting for me. It's been therapeutic, and I've just been enjoying just having my me time. And so for any of you guys out there that may want to go to the gym and you're nervous and you don't know where to start, I would highly recommend maybe starting to work out at home and try to find different workouts that you can do. And if you want to go to the gym, you can try Planet Fitness, or maybe there's a local gym in your area or a free YMCA where you can go work out. But just like I said, try to see it as you're doing something to better your body and not, oh my gosh, it's a chore. I have to do this today. Because like I said, if you're going to have that mindset, you're less likely to stay motivated throughout the process. But yes, you guys, definitely make it your year this year to get into shape, feel your best, look good, because the summer is approaching. And like I always say, whatever you do, make sure you're doing it for yourself and not for nobody else. Because when all boils down, you are the one that matters. So you guys, that will conclude this week's episode. If you enjoyed it, like I say in my intro, definitely subscribe, share the podcast. If you have any questions or inquiries, all of my information is in the description box of every episode. And other than that, you guys, stay blessed, stay positive, be safe, and peace.